4BW Mobile.
4BWQ.
AQ, W4CTW, how you doing this morning?
Doing good. This is Tyler, isn't it? Yeah, would you give me a call, son, a few minutes ago, and I pulled up QRZ to who I was talking to. You doing all right this morning?
I just had to drive out to Spartanburg to pick up a permit. I just left the city offices there. It's always a fun time doing that.
What are you doing for a living now?
A commercial electrical company. I do project management, estimation, et cetera.
Yeah, that's what I was doing right before I retired. I was a project manager for cyber solutions. But you've got a stressful job.
That way sometimes, and here lately it really has been. This is normally our slow time of year, but it has been nonstop. It's probably one of the busiest Januaries I've ever had since I've done this. I've been doing it for about 11 years now.
And the key is just to stay on top of it, because you ever get lax for a couple of days, it comes back to bite you.
I just, even to take my vacation, I just always have to plan around what's going on, because just being gone for a couple of days, let alone a week, you can come back to a disaster.
It's not too bad, as long as you don't have too many projects. I mean, sometimes I might have 20, 25, maybe even 30 projects running at one time.
I have five or six, maybe sometimes up to seven or eight going at a time, just because it kind of works like we work on one for a while, get caught up to them, you know, all the other trades, and then we have to move off, go to something else. So you kind of juggle different jobs back and forth. But, yeah, between five and eight at a time is our average, so not too terrible.
I mean, I'd have several, what I call large projects running at a time, but a lot of it's just little small piddly stuff. Somebody wants a new email address or something simple like that.
What I would consider our large projects, we have like, service work, a little small stuff that's like, a couple hours to a day's worth of work. I don't even really count those against the projects. That's just kind of stuff that goes on in the background all the time. You just get used to. You might have dropped out on me. I'll still be here monitoring W4CTW if you come back.
Sorry, Tyler. I had a phone call come in. I was waiting for a return phone call from the insurance company for my mom.
No, man. Phone calls happen all the time. I'm surprised I haven't gotten one since we've been talking, to be honest.
She's like 83 years old, and she filed an insurance claim, and just never heard anything else back from it. And then when I called the insurance agent, I finally got his number, called him, and he retired.
Rather inconvenient. Was he going to tell you that he had retired anytime in the near future? Or did you just, I guess he, once he retired, he just didn't worry about it.
And because, the lady at the Farm Bureau, she called him and said he apologized, but I think he got a lot going on, too. But and I said, I hate it for him, but I need to get the, she's got some water damage down there, trying to get it fixed.
Never fun. Is it like a leaky roof kind of water damage, or is it foundation water damage?
One of the boots on one of her roof vents had just deteriorated over the years. And because when I climbed up in the attic, I couldn't see anything that was wet. But, undoubtedly over the years, it's got down into the walls and their floors buck. And I just got to get somebody down there to look at it.
I mean, they're rubber, so I guess UV and everything else over time, they will wear out. You hate to put a hole in a roof at all. There's just some things, vent pipes and other things that are a necessity, though. And you just have to keep your eye on them. They usually hold up pretty well, though. I know most of the time I've never heard one of those boots fail in more than, 10 or 15 years usually, but you never know.
Yeah, I've been in this house about 20 years, and I've had to replace one or two of these. I think I just got both of them at one time while I was doing them, but, I had a little leak. It wasn't bad, but undoubtedly she must have had a pretty big leak down there, because I said, undoubtedly, it's been going on for a long time. I say she's 83, and she don't keep an eye on stuff like that.
Well, I'm glad you could help her out with that. I hope it's, by the time you get it all resolved, I hope it's not too much, no rot or any terrible water damage, just maybe a little bit of sheetrock damage to be replaced. That's easily done.
Yeah, it looks to me like they're going to have to replace the sheetrock in the ceilings, and she's got a tile floor in that bathroom. I got a feeling that's going to have to come up, you know, replace the subfloor and that kind of thing.
Hopefully it's not too bad. You know, bathrooms are one of those things that you usually have to replace the subfloor in them whenever you renovate them anyway. So depending on how old it is, it might be due anyway, even without the roof leak.
That's got a little age on it, because like I say, I think I was 9 when we moved down there. And like I say, I just turned 63, so it's been a while.
I don't know that anybody could say you didn't get your money's worth out of it, at least.
Honey, she had a water leak in one of her water pipes. And I had to climb under her house. It's been a couple of years ago now. And she's telling me, Jimmy says, check that place you fixed last time. Maybe you didn't do it right, and maybe it needs to be redone. I got to thinking about it, and I said, shoot, it's been 20 years since I've been out of this house. I said, Mom, if it's leaking in the same spot, I did a dang good job.
Yeah, your lifespan would mean you didn't do it right. I'd say that meant you did a pretty fair good job.
But I guess when you get old like that, you know, to her it was just a couple of days ago, about a couple of years ago. She don't think about it being 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's like as you get older, you've lived longer, so periods of time seem shorter. I mean, when you're a kid, you know, you're only like 8, 9, 10 years old. Waiting a year for your birthday seems like forever because you're talking like a ninth or a tenth of your entire life.
That is all time. 5 years is just a blink of an
eye. I'm 38, and I know it definitely seems to go a little faster for me than it used to, and I got a feeling from what I've been told it's just going to keep doing that, unfortunately.
I just retired back in June of last year, and I've noticed time seems like it's creeping up on me a little bit faster than normal. I think what it is, you get out of that routine, daily routine. So now I'm going to find me a little part-time job. I've applied at a couple of places just trying to break up the monotony of day-to-day.
Like that. I think my dad retired about probably a year and a half ago, and I think he made it a total of about 5 months of total retirement before he finally ran out of little projects and things to do and things to keep him occupied, and he went and got him a part-time job at the golf course. So he works like 3 days a week now and then plays golf the other two for free. So he found a good way to fill his time.
Dad right there. That's what I was thinking. I actually put an application up here. So we got a place here in town called Grady's Sporting Goods. And they've got a little gun shop back there. And I said, you know, that'd be kind of fun to kind of fiddle with, talk to people, and do that kind of thing.
They worked at a gun shop for like, I don't know, maybe at least 2 years. And definitely it's a job. If you like talking to people, it's a job to have. If you're an introvert and you don't like talking to people, I wouldn't recommend it, because you do as much of that as anything. People come in kind of a, you know, like a lot of kind of stores, hobby stores, it's a hangout place. So people want to come in and look at the merchandise, but they also just kind of want to shoot the breeze with you, especially on your lunch break and that kind of stuff.
You know, being a project manager, that's half our job, is talking to people and keeping people calm.
My fair share of talking. My phone takes a beating throughout the day. If I'm not talking, I'm getting emails and texting and everything else. So it's just, you just learn. The biggest thing is you learn to make production. You learn to get through projects. You learn to get through paperwork and other stuff while starting and stopping every, you know, 10 minutes and taking a call and dealing with something else and jumping back into the work. That was probably the thing I had to get used to the most.
I think part of my problem was, you know, part of your job is public relations, I guess. And, my problem was I was too good at the public relations. I'd go on a call, and I might talk to them 15, 20 minutes about their IT problems, and be there another hour just shooting the breeze.
That I think on the phone is one thing, but I tell you when it really happens to me is when I go to, like, job site meetings and walkthroughs and things like that. Usually have about 15 or 20 minutes worth of meeting, and then about 30 more minutes worth of just shooting the breeze, hanging out, everybody getting caught up on everybody else's lives, it seems like.
Exactly the way it was when I was doing it, because I've been doing working with the public for years and years, and my thing was, I used to tell people, I said, when you walk in somebody's office, I said, look around, and usually in about just a 30-second scan, you can find out what they're interested in.
Yeah, should just be perceptive. You can find an in to kind of make an inroad with somebody, and it doesn't take much to get somebody to open up to you and like you if you can talk about something they're interested in, that's for sure.
A long time ago, if they like you, it makes your job a lot easier. You know, if somebody needs a new server and they want to, you know, spend thousands of dollars on a server, most of the time if I told them they needed one, they didn't get, you know, give me a whole lot of grief because, like I said, I built that rapport with them.
Sometimes, like you said, when you're selling stuff, people coming off of that, they have an easier time doing it with somebody they feel like they have a rapport with, for sure. And for me, and I think from what I've heard from a lot of people since I've gotten into this hobby, people that are into this hobby are oftentimes into a whole bunch of others. They tend to, you know, have a lot of interest, and I know that's how I am. I usually have to do a bunch of different things. I get bored doing just one hobby all the time for nothing, so I can talk about a whole lot of different stuff with people because I've done a whole lot of different stuff. But one thing I don't get into that everybody wants to talk about is sports. I've never been a big sports fan, which, unfortunately, seems to be a lot of the conversation.
I'm the same way. Now, when I was a kid, I remember, you know, all the kids in the neighborhood would sit around and talk about sports and watch ball games and that and the other. But as I've gotten older, you know, the only sports I really keep up with, my daughter, she played volleyball, you know, growing up in college and stuff like that, you know. I like to watch her. I said, but if I ain't got a monkey in the circus, I don't care nothing about it anymore.
That's kind of how I feel about it. I didn't mind, like, when I was in school sometimes, like, you know, supporting the school team because, you know, you got a dog in that fight. But otherwise, I just can't really get behind just picking a team and being all for that. I never really saw the appeal to it. I was always, you know, I played a little bit of, you know, sports. I think I played soccer growing up, but we lived way out in the country, so, you know, there weren't a whole lot of opportunities for sports teams. I spent most of my time running around the woods and, you know, building tree houses and that kind of stuff. So didn't do much in the way of team sports, so I guess when I got older and got in high school, I wasn't really interested in it either.
Yeah, I'm about 6'8", so when I was coming up through high school, I had to play basketball. That was kind of a given.
They begged you to play, if that's the case. They're like, just stand there. That's all we really need you to do. We'll throw you the ball every now and then.
And my grandson, he's 15, and he's already about 6'4", 6'5". He's all about, you know, weightlifting and this, that, and the other. So he's a big kid. And the coach is telling him all the time, but he don't care a thing about it. He likes to lift weights, and that's about it.
Let him do what he likes. If he's really interested in it, he'll put his heart into it. You know, you can do well, and, you know, he could probably get a scholarship, do track and field, weightlifting, any of that kind of stuff. There's definitely stuff to do, but I don't know. You never know. A bunch of his friends do it. Eventually, they may wear him down eventually, and he might relent, but he's probably better off doing what he loves, especially at that age.
And, you know, then he starts trying to impress them, then he might want to play some football or something like that.
Right, if anything's going to do it, I imagine that probably could.
When I was a teenager, it seemed like that made me make a lot of my decisions on what I was doing.
Put your judgment a little. I think you probably did it to us all. Well, I'm about to, I got a phone call coming in. I'm about probably 3 minutes from the office anyway, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. And it was good talking with you. This is W4CTW, and I'll be clear on your final.
KO4BWQ, you have a good day, Tyler.